Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz.
This is Kaya Biz
with Gule Tumpupi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya959.
You're listening to Kaya Biz. Before we get into some company numbers, let's take a look at an official handover of the SA Market Surveillance Code of Conduct. Sounds complex, technical, and is such, but there's a benefit to this, especially for us as investors. To help us unpack this further, we're joined by Happy Shihao, Head of Compliance at Investec Corporate and Institutional Banking. Happy, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. What a privilege. Thank you so much.
Excited to have you decipher for us the importance and significance of today's announcement, and most importantly, what it means for us as investors. But maybe let's just start off by getting a better understanding of the South African Market Surveillance Code of Conduct for the South African Institute of Stockbrokers. What is it and why is it so critical, especially when it comes to the protection of our capital?
100%. I think at Investec, part of our culture and philosophies is really around being deeply invested in our people, in the communities in which we operate, and most importantly, you know, how we can positively contribute to the South African financial markets. The code is really an artifact of that. The code has been co-crafted and co-developed with an industry to ensure that from a market surveillance perspective, we've got the right principles built in, but again, to ensure that from a global perspective, we can actually contribute positively, but also adhere to the highest global standards. Mm-hmm. And in short, that's what the Code of Conduct actually does, is bringing through global best practice. We are benchmarking ourselves against a first world country. Even though we're from an emerging market, I think it's critical from a financial markets perspective that we are recognized as a first-class worldwide financial industry that can actually participate on a global stage.
100%. And I think to bring it closer to home for many South Africans, you know, we watch a lot of movies and documentaries, if you're anything like me, around the likes of Bernie Madoff, the Wolf of Wall Street, right? And all of these are industry professionals in the US who at some point took advantage of the system as well as their clients, as a result losing their money. If we simplify this, we're essentially trying to avoid that kind of conduct in South Africa and prioritize ethical investment that takes place from a pure governance point of view, where the right decisions are made and protection of capital takes place. Would that be correct?
100%. I think for us, when we started the journey, we had just been grey listed. So as a South African financial institution that's regulated by a number of regulators, we found an opportunity to be proactive, to ensure that from a trading environment, to ensure that we can be proactive, and that it would no longer serve us to wait for our regulators to actually then promulgate legislation, because we actually understand how tedious an exercise that could be. But there's also a number of moving parts, but we cannot wait for our regulators to be in a world where we are actually protecting the investor funds and protecting financial markets across the board from an SA perspective. Mm-hmm. So the code again brings in the right principles to ensure that from an ethical perspective, which I mean by and large underpins the why we are here and what we are doing, to ensure that from a customer perspective we are safeguarding and safekeeping the funds of investors but also our people. I think as a story for South Africa, this is beyond incredible. Some of the engagements that we've had where we have global participants saying that South Africa as an emerging market is actually 5 steps ahead of the world. Mm. That's more compliment that I've ever heard for as long as I've been a compliance officer. So it's incredible for us to be a case study for the world, as small as we are, with all our challenges, but to actually show the world that it can be done in a collaborative manner with our regulators, our licensed exchanges, and our market participants. So it's been what a pleasure and an incredible journey to actually showcase to the world on a global stage what we can do as South Africans.
100%. This is encouraging, Happy, because it's essentially saying we're not here to break the rules. And you know what? We're actually here to play the game better until the referees actually come on board and align with us in terms of the law. So this has been spearheaded by Investec, if I'm not mistaken, in terms of intensifying the code. I understand it's been a 3-year journey. And maybe you can give us some insight, not only into the journey, but most importantly, what the interventions look like now going forward in order to increase levels of surveillance and market participation.
100%. I think as Investec, we are a market participant like any other peer within the industry. But it was important for us as a compliance community in a very non-competitive space to bring along our peers on the journey together with our regulators, together with our license exchanges around how we can better manage the risk that sits from a market surveillance perspective. You know, we all, you know, have risk that sits within our balance sheets. But as a collective, we need to manage that. And we're only as strong as our weakest link. And we don't want weaklings within the value chain. Mm-hmm. Hence, spearheading the market surveillance code of conduct. Our wish, and we've reiterated the point to our regulators, is that perhaps this ultimately becomes, you know, regulatory requirements that, you know, enforces the right ethical behaviors. I mean, if we look at the likes of a King Code, Rear the Companies Act, that's completely voluntary.
Yes.
But we find our boards and our sub-board committees actually putting their hands up to say we adhere and we comply. And ultimately, it's around building trust, building on the trust that we have and creating credibility for our market as an emerging market. And to say to the rest of the world, we are here and we can do this and we can actually play in the big leagues. And I hope the code lands us there. And really, that's what we've been trying to drive.
Yes.
And again, we've always said it is not an Investec driven initiative. We're a thought leader in it. We've done the hard work. We've ensured that, you know, transparency is there, whether be it from a sponsor perspective or regulator perspective or market participants. But ultimately, we say we are here as SA Inc. and we are ready to play with the big boys on a global market.
Got you. And that's important because playing with the big boys on a global market has significant benefits to it, in particular when it comes to attracting capital investment in South Africa. Help us understand what the positive consequences are of us improving our surveillance conduct.
100%. I think what the code has done, I mean, we're very mindful that we've got a large spectrum of broker entities within the financial markets in SA, moving beyond sort of your large, medium and smaller brokers. And we've drafted the code in a way that it creates level playing fields, be it tech or cost or manual intervention. At the end of the day, I think the principles that are contained in the code of conduct empowers not only your large brokers, but also the smaller brokers to build credibility with ultimately build trust within the financial markets, which is very attractive then to investors. So it's a win-win situation all around. And I think as an industry, we can be one of the leaders that are quite influential around the collaboration and the power of collaboration amongst the industry participants within the space.
Definitely.
And to say we can rally behind it without necessarily having the regulators or government actually prescribing legislation. And, you know, safeguarding of our financial investments is critical and core to why we're here and why we exist. So it's been an absolute privilege and a pleasure to be able to land a piece of legacy that we can all rally behind as South Africans.
100%. Happy, this is great news and great to see that the industry itself is leading the charge and spearheading the growth, development of safeguarding the integrity of our financial ecosystem. So thank you again for updating us tonight. We're looking forward to seeing how this does get adopted and essentially how the regulator also comes on board once this grows and develops. Thank you again.
100%. You're most welcome. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Happy.
Happy Shihao is Head of Compliance and at Investec Corporate and Institutional Banking. And if this conversation sounded too complex, think of it this way. The investment professionals that we have who move money, who provide trades, taking care of our capital essentially are like a soccer team. Yes, we're playing well, we're doing well. But the soccer team decides, you know what? We don't want red cards. We don't want yellow cards. We want to be fitter, stronger, and make our way to the global Premier League. That's exactly what they've done. Training on their own without the interventions of the regulator to ensure that the market surveillance code of conduct is issued to the South African Institute of Stockbrokers. And there's an agreement and alignment here by various parties to say, we want to do better. We'll shadow each other's trades. We'll make sure that we're safeguarding the way within which we participate in the market, ultimately trying to avoid manipulation, market manipulation, other forms of misconduct, as well as market abuse. Let us know your thoughts on this one.
063-688-0959. Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.